This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's fortunes in defending the eastern city of Severodonetsk took a turn for the worse Wednesday, with its troops forced to retreat to the outskirts of the eastern industrial city in the face of a fierce Russian attack. Days ago, Ukrainian forces launched a counteroffensive that recaptured nearly half of the city, but Luhansk regional governor Sergei Haidai told the RBC Ukraine media outlet that when Russia started flattening the city with shelling and airstrikes, it made no sense to stay. Haidai said Ukrainian forces now again control only the outskirts of the city, but adding that as the fighting continues, and said it is impossible to say the Russians completely control Severodonetsk. Meanwhile, the consequences of the war have been felt in many countries and throughout the world. The conflict prompted the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development Wednesday to present a dim economic projection for the rest of the year. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The White House says it's trying to come up with money to...
The OECD has slashed its global economic outlook, largely as a result of the Russia-Ukraine war. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says Russia's war in Ukraine and the energy and food crises it's worsened will severely drag down global economic growth and push inflation this year. The Paris-based group says China's zero-COVID policy that has scrambled manufacturing supply chains also is weighing on a world economy that was starting to rebound from the COVID-19 pandemic. The OECD is the latest institution to slash its growth forecast, underscoring the dimming